The United Nations is appealing for more money for Haiti, along with more doctors, more nurses, and more equipment to help fight the cholera epidemic. The death toll continues to rise. Haitian officials say more than 1,300 people have been killed by cholera. NPR's Jason Beaubien got a firsthand view of the epidemic.
At a cholera treatment center run by Doctors Without Borders in Port-au-Prince, 37-year-old Jacques Ordonez is lying on a cot. He's in a large white tent with a half dozen other patients. A drip line runs into the back of his hand. Unlike most of the other patients, some of whom have only a sheet, Ordonez has a pillow, a blue kimono, and a cell phone by his side. His house was not destroyed in the earthquake. He says he knew about cholera and was trying to be careful not to get it. Ordonez says he's very worried about this cholera outbreak. I had the chance to be more careful than others, and I got the disease. The people living outdoors and in the unclean areas, they'll be even more affected by it. The January earthquake left more than a million people homeless. It's now clear that cholera has spread throughout the capital, including the overcrowded camps for quake survivors. Ordonez says he was feeling fine on Sunday, but the disease hit him on Monday, and a few hours later, he was laid out on this cot on a drip. I was feeling horrible, he says. I couldn't talk. I couldn't hold myself up. I had cramps throughout my body. I had diarrhea. I was vomiting. But he says after a day here, he's feeling much better. Cholera can kill a person within a matter of hours. It also can be treated fairly easily. The problem right now is that because Haiti hasn't had cholera for decades, much of the country lacks the infrastructure to address it. Médecins Sans Frontières opened this cholera treatment center in the capital 3 weeks ago.
So here's a triage zone. It's where patients are arriving, so we can enter for you to see.
Aurélie Baumel with MSF steps into one of the 20 hospital tents on the grounds of the center.
So patients are in different stage or different level of severity of cholera. So you see some patients who are lying and already perfused to have the rehydration solution. And some of them are just better. They can sit and they can be rehydrated already.
She says the average stay is just 3 days and then the patients can go home. Cholera has now been detected in 8 of Haiti's 10 provinces, and the Haitian Health Ministry has confirmed almost 57,000 cases since the outbreak began last month. MSF Dr. Michel Janssen says it's very hard to say whether the epidemic in Haiti will get worse in the coming days.
It's like a 3-day forecasting of the weather. Nobody knows how it will happen. What we are sure that every day we have about 600 still new patients admitted. That means that the outbreak is still going on.
He says MSF is ramping up treatment centers across Haiti, but he says there's no way they can reach every rural village in the country. Janssen says other aid groups in remote parts of Haiti should start offering cholera treatment in addition to whatever their normal work is. He says this is necessary, in part because without treatment, roughly a third of patients die, but also because now that it's arrived, cholera is going to be in Haiti for years to come. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
All Things Considered continues right after this.